It's a scheme that goes by many names, like the Pyramid and the Matrix. Historically, it was called the Peter to Paul. We know it best as a Ponzi scheme. And a surprising number of these cases are being prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Charlotte. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Securities lawyer Jordan Maglich doesn't live or work in North Carolina, but news from our state crosses his desk in Tampa on a regular basis.
I started Ponzi Tracker in mid-2011.
PonziTracker.com does just that. It tracks the number, the magnitude, and posts the legal documents on Ponzi scheme cases across the world. Headlining the site right now is the case against a Davidson County company known as Zeke Rewards, or Zeke for short.
Zeke was very unique in that Zeke was over the internet. And Zeke, to my knowledge, is the largest Ponzi scheme in history in terms of victims.
Allegedly hundreds of thousands of victims from around the globe. An estimated $850 million in ill-gotten gains. All allegedly masterminded by a man named Frank Burks, who once worked as a retirement home magician. Last Thursday, Burks pleaded not guilty to a host of federal charges. This after two co-defendants pleaded guilty. Jordan Maglich from Ponzi Tracker says it's one of many examples of a North Carolinian accused of running a Ponzi scheme.
My records show that North Carolina is in the top 20% of states in Ponzi schemes. I don't have any reason to explain that, but I can tell you that the data says what it says.
And the data is right.
We have noticed, particularly in the last 4 or 5 years, an incredible number of these cases.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Kurt Myers runs the criminal division for the Western District of North Carolina.
We have 10 or so white-collar prosecutors in the office, and about half of them have some part of their diet being securities fraud or Ponzi cases.
Here's how a Ponzi scheme works. The mastermind comes up with some proprietary something, and it could be almost anything, they say will guarantee huge profits quickly for investors. But whatever they think they're investing in is a lie. Early investors often get paid out as money from new investors comes on board, and so on until the whole scheme collapses because they can't generate enough new money to pay what's due to others. Foreign currencies, Mexican bonds, and penny auctions have been featured in recent North Carolina Ponzi scheme cases. Now, it's easy to say a fool and their money and all that, but Myers says don't.
And what happens with these victims is they have a trusted friend, an advisor, someone with credentials, and who tells them, with a lot of big words usually, all the ways in which this makes sense. I mean, I've literally been sitting in conference rooms with victims before, and when they are done talking, describing what was told to them, it sounds good to me.
Kurt Myers estimates the Western District of North Carolina has prosecuted between 6 and 10 Ponzi scheme cases this year alone.
Many of these schemes are nationwide schemes and affect victims everywhere.
And could be prosecuted just about anywhere. So, why Charlotte?
We are recognized for our ability to do these cases, and as a result, often get the call when there are multiple prosecuting offices that could do the case.
Myers says the economic collapse 6 years ago is at the center of current Ponzi schemes for two reasons. First, it created a larger pool of potential victims.
When your traditional retirement savings appears to you to be in jeopardy, you are much more susceptible to a con artist coming to you and telling you about a better investment that's going to save your retirement egg.
And second, ongoing Ponzi schemes are easier to discover during bad economic times.
When the economy is good, people don't ask for their money back. But when it's bad, they start asking for money. And when enough people ask for money back, eventually the con artist doesn't have any more money to give.
So the Ponzi, the pyramid, whatever you call it, it collapses. And duped investors start calling the authorities. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.